This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the DJV program. I say back if you haven't been around with us for all this time. Shame on you. It's time for you to straighten up and fly right. Spend more time with us. It's good for you. Healthy for your body and your mind. It is Wednesday, the 11th of July, and we have at your service Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, who's a smart pup, has a little awareness. We were just laughing about, well, I guess I won't tell the story on the air because it'll keep us from getting to the trending stories, Jennifer, and that's your job, so go!
And there's so much to tell about trending stories. Okay, so let's start with the biggest story of the day, and that is that President Trump is in Brussels today for a meeting of NATO, and apparently things are already off to a testy start. The president just took a
Does he sleep on the plane and go overnight?
I don't know how much he sleeps because he tweets a lot. But yeah, I'm sure he probably got a few winks. But he arrived there on Wednesday and immediately had what was described by the media as a testy exchange with the head of NATO when he asked about energy agreements between Russia and several European countries. He repeatedly
pressed... Who's he? Let's have the players there.
Trump
asked the leader of NATO
He's sitting down. Okay, so just imagine this. Big, long table. They're all sitting down for kind of like an informal breakfast, right? And the head of NATO is Stoltenberg. So Trump starts pressing him immediately as he sits down at the table. And he says, why is the United States continually paying money to the military alliance when countries like Germany, and he mentioned Germany by name, are purchasing energy from Moscow? So he's saying, if we're protecting countries from Russia, why in the world are countries like Germany buying energy from what is supposed to be, right, our dreaded, hateful enemy? And now Stoltenberg, for his part, said, well, we're stronger together, but he said that there are some differences with allies. But Trump continued and didn't let him off the hook. And he said, how can you be together when you're getting energy from the group you want protection from? And this is a good question for Angela Merkel. And Trump even clarified on Twitter later on after that exchange was publicized. And he said, look, I don't care about an open economy. Let's talk, you know, trade deals all day long if you want to trade with Russia. But if you are buying energy from this country, yet you also want us to pay for your protection from them, that's a problem. And I think most people, if they think that through, will probably agree. So that's already kind of colored the exchange between Trump and the world leaders at NATO.
So did the guy actually answer?
Never gave him an answer.
Just, yeah.
All right. Winning friends and influencing people, but helping to get to the bottom of it. That's why he was elected, to ask questions like that. People feel we need to have answers to questions like that, and I think we do, frankly.
This is something not new. I was just reading something that said, I think the questioning of how much we pay to NATO started with Eisenhower. So...
So we're really good at solving problems.
Yeah, this is one of those issues where when things get tough, presidents seem to not want to rock the boat, and they just kind of kick the can down the road.
Come to the cash capital of the world. Come to America. We'll solve all your problems. We'll give you what you need. Run your country terribly. The Greeks, first place they came when they went bankrupt. Hey, can you do more business with us, America? Hello? Ding, 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 yeah. Ding, ding. All right, what do we get in return? Okay, so what else, Jennifer, you got?
So, yeah, so that's kind of interesting. Now, also in world affairs, there's two. All of these trender stories are kind of serious today, so we'll find some fun ones for tomorrow. But Mike Pompeo has come back from his meeting. Remember, he was in North Korea. Now he, I believe, is traveling with the president. He met up with him in Brussels. And Mike Pompeo's meeting, by all reports, went as badly as it could have gone.
Uh-oh.
It began with some big expectations, but his visit seems to have taken a turn. return. Now, there's still hope. They're still moving forward. There's even still the possibility that Kim Jong-un would come to New York in the fall for a meeting. Trump talked yesterday morning about how that was still on the table. But there, it seems to be that there is a meddler involved. And this is just me, Jennifer Horn, speaking now, where I could just totally be all off base. But it sure seems to me that as those tariffs increase on China, all of a sudden the willingness of North Korea has been pulled back a bit. And I think we need to look at those links and see what the relations are. And just last night, President Trump readied another millions of dollars in tariffs to smack against China. So we'll see if this is one of those really layered stories. You know, if there are a lot of different pieces to this, aside from just tariffs with China and a meeting with North Korea, I think they're related.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, one other one.
Yes,
finally today. Remember the lovebirds Peter Strzok and Lisa Page at the FBI who got in hot water after their text messages were revealed, and it looked like they had a pretty strong anti-Trump bias. Well, Lisa Page was subpoenaed to appear in front of the House investigative, in front of House investigators on the Judiciary Committee and the Oversight Committees, and she's supposed to be there today. It turns out she says she's not going to show up. She says she will not appear for a private interview with the two House committees, even though she's been subpoenaed. So now the ball is in the court of the House. Are they going to try to pursue legal action? Are they going to
jail for that?
Yeah. You can if they want to play hardball, but it's unclear whether or not they want to do that at this point.
Huh. All right.
Whew. Hump
drama, right?
Listening to all that was a lot like work.
I'm sorry. I told you there's at least some good light story in there. But boy,
here's a good light story.
Either that or the UCLA basketball player who committed suicide. And I thought, you know, let's talk about Lisa Page.
Yeah. Okay. So here's a light story. Man returned to his home in New Jersey, Victoria, yesterday to find both his wife and her lover dead in the garage.
Ooh.
Apparently, they died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Mm-hmm. They were in the car
this
having
sex.
This
is the light story?
Yeah, I know, right? So they were doing it in
woman,
the garage.
56-year-old lover. This guy was her mechanic.
Wait a second. Okay, now it's funny. So either he's the worst mechanic in the history of mechanical engineering. Why would he not know about carbon monoxide if he's a mechanic?
He's distracted, and it's the silent killer.
Sources say the wife and the mechanic were having sex in the car, in the garage, with the door closed, with the car windows closed. They were both killed by the gas.
Why would they have the car on? Were they, like, listening to the radio or something?
It was hot, and they had the air conditioning on. Law enforcement sources, they believe the wife was paying for her car work by having sex.
Oh, Lord. Man, too bad there wasn't a house right next door with air conditioning that they could have gone in instead of staying in the car. But
maybe she wanted to be respectful of her husband.
Gotta say, not the way to do it.
Names being withheld by the police.
Lord.
Does it say what town?
Newark.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? Is that a thing that happens in Newark?
No, there's a lot of bad stuff happens in Newark, so, you know.
All right. All right, so that's that story. Here's the story of your life. We want to keep you alive as long as possible. One tip is you stay out of a car in a garage with the engine running. Mm-hmm. And then there's Life Change Tea. Also helps you to live a long, happy, and maybe prosperous life. You're more prosperous the better you feel, right? And you'll feel so much better cleaning out your gut. I don't mean to make this too, it's not gruesome, but when you think about the stuff that's in your gut, if you understand, like Jack Starkwell, who is a GAPS practitioner, GAPS practitioners understand that all of the illness in your body comes from the inflammation that occurs in your stomach, lining your stomach, the small intestine, the large intestine, because they're loaded up with parasites. If you're eating the normal diet that most Americans eat today, it's not good. Got a lot of processed food, not eating fresh fruits and vegetables. The stuff you're eating, if it even is coming from some of the farms that have toxins because the spray that's used on, you know, you can't, you may think when you wash a fruit that you're getting the toxins off, and you may be off the surface, but because of when they do it, normally most fruits and vegetables are sprayed 3 or 4 times during the season in order to keep the bugs off. And that stuff grows into the fiber of the fruit or the vegetable. So you might wash the surface off, and that's cool, but what about what's inside? You're eating it, it's making you sick. you'll have an unhealthy colon, and then you'll be, you know, burping and doing all the other things that are created by gas in your waste management station. How's that? That's pretty, I thought that was pretty good, right? The waste, you have a waste management station, and it's not working well, so time for you to get Life Change Tea, which is the daily cleanser, very gentle, designed to very gently rid your body of all these things that make you sick. So, you want to get this, right? You want to get on this, this is the same thing we're all on. We drink Life Change Tea during the program. GetTheTea.com is the website to go to. GetTheTea.com. One word, GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and you'll get it shipped to you without cost. Ready now for more energy? Ready for a cleaner, healthier innard? Drink it every day. You won't find it in any of the food stores around. No grocery stores. You can't get it at Costco. You can get, you can't even get, you can't get it. This at Costco, you can't get a Polish sausage. You're really tough life at Costco. GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV for free shipping. GetTheTea.com for a life change tea.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hi, I'm Denny Lifford from Today's Homeowner, giving you a few summer maintenance tips. A lot of maintenance tips have to do with getting things nice and clean. If you're cleaning windows, half vinegar, half water, use newspaper instead of paper towels. It works great. When you're taking care of all of cleaning the furniture, just regular soap and water and a scrub brush will get it clean. But if you find any repairs that are needed, especially on wood like this, consider using Tight Bond 3. It's the ultimate wood glue for interior or exterior. We just repaired this little section here. It worked great. Air conditioning is also very important. My daughter Chelsea's inside with a few tips for you.
Yeah, if you're thinking about getting a new air conditioning system, you want to consider the SEER rating, the seasonal energy efficiency ratio. We recently installed a carrier unit that has a SEER rating of 42, and it's perfect for an addition like we have here on the back of the house. It's called a mini split ductless system, as you can see right there. You can find out more details about that and our home summer maintenance list at todayshomeowner.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. So, you remember Sarah Palin. Everybody remembers Sarah Palin, right? Yes.
Correct.
Say yes.
Yes,
she was
correct.
Into an interview with Sacha Baron Cohen for his
hilarious
TV show. And she said, quote, "I join a long list of American public personalities who have fallen victim to this evil, exploitive, sick man."
Oh. She said, what did he ask her?
I'm actually not clear on what he asked her.
he's doing a new character then, right? He must.
Right, yeah, right.
Because he's done Borat, and he started out with Ali G over in the UK, and it was hilarious. He would interview politicians and ask them really stupid questions, and so then it's kind of gone from there. But now so I think he's so recognizable that
was disguised as a disabled American veteran, and she and her daughter went across the country for this interview. It was supposed to be a legitimate historical documentary. She sat for the interview before removing her mic and leaving because she'd had enough. Jesus, guy. All right, 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That voice? Let's see if you recognize the next voice.
Why don't you go ahead and
a male-female duo. Wow. Can we dig into this a little bit more?
Yeah.
Let's see if people can figure out who this is. Crank it up, Kara, will you? Should have a swell prize for the first person that can tell us who this couple is.
How swell of a prize, because I can tell you.
This is a big hit. Everybody already knows the answer.
Okay. All right. So in a conversation with her pal Heidi Klum for InStyle magazine's August issue, Gwen Stefani talks about her current style, her residency in Las Vegas, her favorite thing that she's worn, and, of course, her husband. Klum wasted no time.
No, not husband. Boyfriend.
What? Oh, excuse me. Oh, boyfriend. Yeah.
Let's not marry them off just yet.
Okay.
We all need favor in that moment when it happens.
Yes, correct. You're right about that. So we have all those people talking about what she's wearing at the wedding and all that other nonsense.
Yes.
Anyway, Stefani was asked, about what she's been wearing and how she would categorize her style these days. She replies, it's probably because I'm super in love and have a really manly man. I enjoy letting that part of me come out.
The feminine part, by the way.
The feminine part. You skipped the whole, you buried the lead.
No.
I just can't trust you with girly stories. I just can't.
She was
can't.
A tomboy before.
Yeah, now she's
you didn't
now,
say that now she's super coming. Feminine. You skipped the whole answer.
Well, I was going to go to the tomboy stuff. That appealed to me more than the
But that's
feminine.
Not what she's wearing now. The question is, how does she define her current style?
Yeah.
And she said it's more feminine than ever because Blake is so manly.
Just a girl. I'm excited, she says.
Oh, my God. You're the worst. Actually, you're not. You're just a typical guy. And have no details.
Into
ladies,
my heart.
Ladies, we all know this.
Plunges
you want your guy to tell you a story.
Dagger.
He doesn't have a single detail.
Into my heart.
Men have. Men are the worst with this. Didn't we teach you how to tell a girl story? There's a girl story and a boy story. The girl stories have details.
This is a story about a boy and a girl, though. Boy
right.
meets girl. Girl likes boy. Girl changes because boy seems to inspire her to change. What
yes.
more is there to the story? That's the story.
Okay.
Right? End of story. Next! Drake has broken an historic record set by the Beatles. His Scorpion album set a record by posting 7 simultaneous singles on the Billboard's top 10. You'll enjoy this. The two young ladies that are teenagers that work on the ice cream bus at the farm. Yesterday, I went into the bus and they were playing some music. And I recognized the music. And they were very impressed with me in the fact that I recognized the music. I don't know. I remember some singer that I recognized from stuff that we'd done here. I don't know.
Okay.
I said, because they know I do a radio program. So I told them it was 3 younger women. And they have interesting musical tastes. And so they looked at me with that quizzical look. I said, I know some of the music that they play, and they know some of the music that I talk about. But we didn't get too deeply
into
the woods.
Yeah, the detail here would be nice to know what you were able to identify, but that's never going to happen.
Well, I think Drake was in it. That's why I'm talking about it now, because it rang a bell with me. I went through a list of male singers, and I said, one of them was Drake. And they said, yeah, that's Drake. So they were impressed that I even knew that there was a Drake alive on the planet, right?
Yep.
So at least I had 2 points from there. Famous radio on the DJV show at 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles, along with the Lexus LS. The Lexus ES was part of the launch of the company in 1989. The new 2019 ES is bigger than before, sitting right between the BMW 3 Series and 5 Series. Design-wise, the car takes its cues from the new LC sports car and the Lexus LFA supercar. It's considerably younger in its appeal and now has 302 horsepower. The ES gets a new F-Sport trim and a nice 33 miles a gallon on the highway. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump starting his European trip currently at a NATO summit in Brussels, where he said at a breakfast meeting that it's very sad that Germany is so dependent on Russian oil and gas. But he says NATO is supposed to be guarding against Russia.
Germany, as far as I'm concerned, is captive to Russia because it's getting so much of its energy from Russia. So we're supposed to protect Germany, but they're getting their energy from Russia. Explain that.
Trump also remaining highly critical of NATO allies, accusing them still of not paying their fair share for the cost of their defense. Asian stocks tumbling and U.S. stock futures down after the Trump administration releases a list of $200 billion more Chinese imports that it may target with tariffs. Markets in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Shanghai down about 2%, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the Wednesday, July 11th broadcast of the DJV Experience. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I've been asked by the ladies to clarify a story which we were involved in a few moments ago. For those of you who've been listening for a while, you may have heard the reference to Drake. And I'm not talking about the duck named Drake. I'm talking about the singer named Drake. He has set a record on Billboard's top 10. And even though we were talking about Drake to some great extent because I recognized his singing for a couple of younger ladies, apparently my ladies here, Victoria and Kara, are not impressed because I buried the lead of the story, which has to do with Drake. And I do remember mentioning that Drake had broken the Beatles' record. So the Beatles had the five best songs back in 1964 in 1 week. All the top five songs were all Beatles songs. So, Billboard says the Beatles still remain the only act to monopolize the Hot 100 top five in a week. But Drake has a streaming record. Scorpion, his fifth album, has crossed the 1 billion mark. Now that is a feat, isn't it?
It is, because that's also for the first week of the album being out.
Yeah.
So that's a billion in 1 week.
Wow.
Yeah.
He currently has a career total of 31, and that surpasses Michael Jackson's, the artist with the most 100 top tens in his career. Jackson at 30, Drake has 31. Right?
Thanks to Michael Jackson's vocals on this song, Don't Matter to Me. Which is kind of funny because Michael Jackson and Drake were tied at 30 top tens, and now he sampled Michael Jackson's voice on the new song, and so he used Michael to get to number 31.
There you go. He's cheating.
Sure.
There you go.
Sure.
All right, so now you ladies satisfied that we have all of
very satisfied
everything
Thank
taken
you.
Care of? The
Thank
best
you.
Seats in the house are in the some of the off-air conversations, which need to make it to the DJP Show podcast. Which you can get anytime. Go to djvshow.com, as the local announcer says. Let's get to some travel news. Peanuts, long been a standard snack on Southwest. Now it's one of the largest airlines in the world. Southwest announced it will stop offering peanuts August 1st to ensure the best onboard experience for everyone, especially customers with peanut-related allergies. What a bunch of chickens. Southwest has offered them off and on since the 1970s. Southwest says passengers will still get free snacks. You know, there's nothing worse than those horrible pretzels they give you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're like dog biscuits. They're just
terrible. Why bother?
Yeah. Yep.
I want peanuts. Depending on the length of your flight, the airline will continue to offer the following snacks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, plan your next flight on Southwest. Pretzels, different kinds of cookies. You can get veggie chips and corn chips. All right, so healthy stuff, except for the pretzels, which when you eat them, if you didn't know it, it's like a pound of dough that just sits like lead in your stomach. That's all pretzels are, horrible.
Aren't they the little ones, though?
That doesn't make any difference. You eat a bag full of them, it's the same as having a big pretzel.
Yeah, they don't taste good.
No. American Airlines doesn't serve peanuts either. They could be defined in any number of different ways. But they do serve other nut products. On American, will not allow passengers to board early to clean their areas to avoid a possible reaction. We strongly encourage those with allergies to take all necessary medical precautions before you fly on American.
That's the thing. Right, before you fly. This is so stupid of American to even bother saying this. Oh, we encourage you, if you've got a peanut allergy, take precautions before you get on the plane. Well, being on the plane is the problem. So if a family, let's say, has a little kid with a peanut allergy that's severe, well, the family should at least be allowed to pre-board and wipe down the tray table, wipe down the, you know, so they can eliminate as many, you know, whatever you want to call it, toxins as possible.
Right, yeah.
And so American says, oh, take precautions before you get on the plane. What, put a hazmat suit on? Like, what are you supposed to do? That's such a stupid message. Airlines are so dumb.
United doesn't serve prepackaged peanuts, but it cautions it can't guarantee a nut-free environment on the plane.
That's lawyer speak. You can't sue us because we're letting you know.
Yeah, check out all the nuts that fly our airline, and you'll see what we're talking about. All right, next travel item has to do with another TSA blunder. Oh, my.
This one's not good.
New York Giants defensive tackle A.J. Francis revealed on Twitter TSA spilled the ashes of his dead mother in his luggage. This is classic. He called out the TSA for their carelessness in a tweet that included a picture of his mother's ashes mixed with his clothes. Ugh.
With a note inside that from TSA says, that says, you know, we've inspected your bag. And, you know, they leave that note for you so you know why your stuff is completely destroyed.
Check out your mother, right.
Right.
They think it's contraband. And so he writes, hey, you pieces of at TSA, next time you feel the need to go through my mother's ashes for no reason, make sure you close it back so her remains aren't spilled all over my clothing. That's the least you pieces of garbage can do. end quote. He also added, quote, the craziest part of this TSA is that I don't even care that they checked it. They were just being cautious, and I can understand that. But to not ensure that it won't spill back into my bag after you put it in is the most asinine and irresponsible I have ever seen. TSA tweeted an apology saying, quote, our officers are trained to handle your carry-on and check property with care. Do you know what a load of garbage that is?
Yeah, obviously they're not trained very well.
What a stupid thing for them to say.
Yeah, he was.
But the interesting thing is, though, the TSA also said in that statement, out of respect for the deceased, under no circumstances should the container be opened. So the TSA is admitting that not only were they obviously careless with this man, with this woman's ashes, but that the container should not even have been opened in the first place.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Aye. Travel theater, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TSA. Okay, next travel item. This is something to be cautious or careful when you're booking a flight. Listen to this. To avoid getting sick, because you're in public spaces where we're just talking about all the garbage and crap that's in the plane, travelers can improve your chances of staying healthy by selecting a specific seat when you fly. According to this new information, the best way to avoid catching a cold or getting sick on an airplane is to sit in a window seat and stay there. Don't move. Hold it till you get there. The study concluded that human movement around the plane spreads germs. Researchers, you think they're just figuring this out? They had to have a study for this. Researchers conclude that where you're sitting on the plane will influence how likely you are to move around in the cabin. 80% of people sitting on the aisle get up during their flight. I wouldn't sit on a window. I would sit on the aisle. I don't like the window. 62% of those in the middle seat walked around, but only 43% of those in the window seat did. Passengers who pick the window seat stay there, the least likely to be getting any cold or flu viruses, that kind of stuff. Study also concluded that on a flight of 150 passengers in the plane, one passenger may be infectiously sick. On average, only one other person will leave the flight infected. Oh, that's great. So who's the lucky winner of that prize?
Right. Well, they say that if there is someone who's, you know, coughing a lot or sneezing a lot, and obviously they look like they've got a cold, the two people next to them, the two people in front of them, the two people behind them are the ones, that's the zone.
Of course.
But, you know, the interesting thing is, and maybe this is just coincidence, but I am a strict window-only seater. I cannot sit anywhere else beside the window, and I never get up. And I have never gotten sick on a flight, ever. My entire life of flying, I've never been sick once, and I've always sat on the window.
I like to sit in row six, use the last row in the first part of the cabin, and I remember... 2 years ago, I think. I get up and go to the bathroom, and the bathroom up front was full, so I went back to the back of the plane. And when I moved past the first couple of rows, somebody got up, was going back as well, and sneezed right in my face. I mean, kaplomb. And I got a tickle. I had a sore throat and a little bit of a sniffle for a couple of days until I could build up my immune system, but it was really very unpleasant. So, the idea here is to make sure you sit in a seat next to the window and don't move if you want to stay safe and not sick. Not moving around is the way to keep the germs from stirring up a problem. All right? Got it? One of the things that's good about traveling is you can take your pillow with you. I don't take a pillow with me, although I could because I have now one of those little travel pillows from MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Wow, what a great American story. It really, really is. Mike Lindell was not happy with the pillow that he had, so he decided he was an inventor. He decided, oh, make my own pillow. And he did. And he said to his neighbors and friends, look at this pillow. I just made the pillow. Isn't this fabulous? And they all said, yeah, make me one, will you? So that's how we get started. It is. It's a great American story. Now, you can buy one, get one free with promo code DJV, the premium pillows. I just ordered actually four of them for my house. The levels, the adjustable fill, the machine washable and dryable, thing, 10-year warranty, it's made in the United States. I can go through all of these things. But the best and most important thing is that you get on the horn, in a manner of speaking. That is, you go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, and improve your sleep. That's really the bottom line. Isn't that what you want? You want to have vibrant health, and this is the way to get it. Get a good night's rest. MyPillow.com. Take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal that I was just talking about. Use the code DJV for that deal. The offer ends the 1st of August, so get on board right now. Buy one, get one free using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Are you drinking a lot of coffee or tea? Maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied, using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice, too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
All right, I have a question for you, Victoria.
Yes.
I'm going to play you a little bit of, some people may call this music. No, folks, it's not me singing. It is Saturn.
All right, then I'm on board. If it doesn't involve you singing,
of course you are.
You have my attention.
All right, so the planet Saturn may be singing to one of its moons. Let's listen to this. This is what it sounds like.
That's really what it sounds like. It's amazing.
Oh, no, it is. Okay. NASA says its Cassini spacecraft picked up something very unusual when it plunged into Saturn on its final mission. It was actually detecting a series of plasma waves heading from Saturn to its rings and then to one of its moons.
This is actually the sound in the background. It's not all that exciting.
No, it's not that exciting. It sounds like a little whistle. They say it resembles an electrical circuit with energy flowing back and forth. That's what they captured.
But that is kind of cool, though, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because is Earth sending some sort of audible signal to its moon?
Yeah. Could be.
We don't know, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, we don't know. We aren't told. Let's put it that way. Somebody knows, but we're not being told. So in the meantime, you defer to when a moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's the song. 10 before the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist as to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples now has an even bigger selection of HP ink and toner. In store, in stock, and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is actually, I don't know how many people recognize this or even know it. This is from the Messiah. It's an oratorio called Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And that was the theme from Die Hard. Do you know this music, Victoria?
Yeah, I've heard this. Yep.
Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee? Yeah. There it is.
Well, it's beautiful. I just don't associate it with a movie that's violent.
Right, yeah. All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with movie news, movie moments. Why are we playing the theme from Die Hard, Chucker?
Because I was thinking the new Dwayne Johnson movie Skyscraper opens tomorrow night, and Universal's heavily hyped this film, doing Super Bowl commercials. It's been promoted heavily in the last few months, but yet the tracking is a little off. It's only tracking to open like a little over $30 million. Now, having said that, the original Die Hard film, which this movie borrows somewhat from what I hear, both Die Hard and The Towering Inferno, Die Hard opened on July 22nd, 1988, $7 million opening weekend, and actually only did $83 million domestically at the box office, which is a solid number, but it's not stupendous. I guess that movie at the time was rated R, but that went on to be a instant classic. I don't know if Skyscraper will, but there are some similarities in both tracking and concept.
Right. All right, so you're going to be first in line to see it, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go see it tomorrow night. I actually am excited to see it. I like disaster movies. I like movies like that. But it appears that the trend we're in now, a lot of the mainstream genre moviegoers simply like sequels and superhero movies. And a original live-action movie like this has a tougher time getting an audience than you would think.
Really?
Yeah.
Like summertime. People want to go to see stuff like that in the summer, don't they?
I would have thought a movie like Skyscraper would have had at least a $50 million plus opening weekend. Not 30. So we'll see how it plays out and what kind of legs it has.
All right, well, you and I will go see it, and then we'll at least up the box office by $25, right?
Well, you sneak in, so I don't know.
I don't know. I just pay the senior rate. That's all. I pay the senior rate. All right, Chucker has some more movie news for us right after this.
Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
All right, Chuck, what else do we have for movie news?
Couple things. Disney has moved up the release date to Mary Poppins Returns, which stars Emily Blunt. It was supposed to come out Christmas Day. They now moved it up to December 17th, 1 week earlier. And Indiana Jones 5 has an official release date, July 9th, 2021. Yes,
what?
Will we star? Yeah.
Harrison Ford's going to be in a nursing home at that point. Oh, my God.
Ridiculous. Make it now.
You excited?
No, I want to see it now.
Me too.
Wait till then. All right, what else?
And this is an interesting project. Warner Brothers has officially greenlit its movie based on the Joker. It's a Joker origin story that's going to have nothing to do with the current Batman universe. Joaquin Phoenix is going to play the Joker, and the film will not feature Batman in it. It's going to be a parallel universe that they're going to do something a little bit differently with. Todd Phillips, who directed The Hangover, is going to helm the project. I think it's going to be a very interesting movie, to say the least.
Right, yeah. Hold your breath on that one, Joker. But have a good ice cream cone. 59 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.